That balance of say like samatha vipassana, tranquility and insight, the whole path is always, you're always working with those two elements of the tranquility aspect, the emotional tone of the mind, and then the vipassana, the insight, the penetration, the grasp that the mind has in terms of knowledge and vision. These are two kind of aspects of the mind that need to be, you're working with balancing those two. So that gladdening the mind, and this is as you continue the process, it's always, you're always fine-tuning that balance, so that having spent time at the investigating the citta sankhara and calming the citta sankhara, experiencing the mind, pulling back to the emotional tone again, fine-tuning that. Brightening it, bringing it up to the level of the, say, the knowledge. So this is where these two different aspects of the mind, and what cloud us or entrap us, is that. That the idiom that the Buddha uses of bound by ignorance and obstructed by desire, these two, ignorance is the on the knowledge realm, the say the grasp that the mind has of on its. Kind of rational level or intellectual level. And the desire realm, the say the emotional realm, obstructed by desire, is that is worked with through the say the tranquility aspects, the samadhi aspects, the settling of the mind, to bring it to a point of settling, of composure, and being composed in a where it's not being moved and shaken by the emotional and desire-driven objects and objects of attention. So to those are broad brush tendencies, but as a recognizing those two realms, then you're working with them alongside each other. So that the gladdening of the mind is again this allowing the mind to compose and settle on emotionally, in the sense of the desire mind is satisfied when it is happy, and. As we refine that and settle it, then the mind is able to deepen its concentration, deepen its composure, and deepen its one-pointedness, and then able to investigate and see through the traps that are our lack of understanding of the true nature of things, our avijja, our ignorance is tripping us up on. And the opposite, of course, is true as well. The more clearly we see through things, the more clearly we're able to have an insight into the true nature of things, then that facilitates the ability of the mind to settle, to be happy, to be able to set aside its sort of restless worrying and grasping, and be able to just allow desire to fall away. And that is a so working on those two elements of bound by ignorance and obstructed by desire, those are that those two elements of the samatha and the vipassana aspects are being balanced and being fine-tuned and brought into focus to see what is helpful, so that the gladdening of the mind is very helpful. If there's this constant sort of driving to just figure things out, figure out the dependent origination, or figure out the Four Noble Truths and its 12 aspects. There can be some very clear insights come, but oftentimes it's not, the mind isn't left with a brightness if it's not gladdened along with it, if it's not able to settle. So that finding the ways that help to bring a gladness to the mind,